Mishadalad, Heviulais HaSo'er, they would bring the Kohen Gadol, the goat. This is referring to the goat which was picked out of the lottery for it to be brought as a carbon, Lashem, as opposed to the goat which was chosen, Lazazel, to be thrown off the cliff. Shechotai, he would slaughter it. The Kibal HaMizugas Domai, he would catch the blood in a utensil which he would, in the future, throw onto the Mizbeach. And again, he wouldn't do the entire slaughtering. Somebody would finish that off so that he would have enough time to get a utensil to catch the blood of this goat. Nichnas v'kodesh nichnas. He enters the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the place where he had entered before, and he carries this utensil of blood. V'olam v'kodesh omad, and he stands in the place where he had stood, between the two poles of the Orain, or in front of the Evan Shesia when there is no Orain. And once again, v'hizmemenu, he would sprinkle from that blood with his finger, Achas lamala, one in an upward direction, v'sheva lamata, and seven in a downward direction. He wouldn't intend to aim the blood at the top, or aim the blood to be at the bottom. Rather, he would do it like he is whipping, meaning in an upward direction, an upward motion, and downward motions. And once again, and he would count it like this. Achas, one, that's referring to the one which he would do upwards. Achas v'achas, one plus one, meaning one which he did upwards plus one downwards. Achas v'shtayim, one and plus two. Achas v'sholish, one plus three. Achas v'abra, one plus four. Achas v'chamish, one plus five. Achas v'shesh, one plus six. Achas v'sheva, one plus seven. And then Yotza, he left the Kodesh HaKadoshim, v'hinicha al kan ha'sheni shoy b'heichal, and he placed this container of blood on the second base, which was in the heichal. So next to the base where the blood of the bull, which he'd sprinkled first, next to that he would place this blood of the goat. Now according to Rabbi Yehuda says, lo ha'ashon el kan echad b'vad, there was only one base over there for placing the container of blood, and there was only really need for one base. Because as soon as he put down the blood of the goat, he picked up the blood of the bull. So according to Yehuda, he would just pick up the blood of the bull first. Not al balapar, he would take the container of the blood of the bull from the base, v'hiniach damasoir, and he would place down the container of the goat's blood onto that base. And now once he had that blood of the bull in his hand, the hizmemenu, he sprinkled from that blood with his finger again, a pareches, on the curtain, shekeneged ha'orin b'chutz, opposite where the orin would be. But he would now sprinkle it from outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in the heichal, and he would sprinkle the blood towards the orin, but onto the pareches, onto the curtain. And he would do this in exactly the same way. Achas l'malav sheva l'mata, one in an upwards direction, one in a downwards direction, v'lo ha'im iskavein. L'hazis lo l'malav lo l'mata, el kamatzlif. He would not intend on sprinkling it towards the top or towards the bottom. Rather, it would be like he is whipping, and it would be in an upward motion and a downwards motion. Many Mishnayos don't actually include the next few words, because it's just a repetition of what the Mishnah already said. But we will read it anyway, v'chacha yomayne, and this is how he would count it. Achas, one, referring to the upwards motion, and then achas v'achas, achas v'shtayim, achas v'sholish, achas v'arba, achas v'chomish, achas v'shish, achas v'sheva, 1 plus 1, 1 plus 2, 1 plus 3, 1 plus 4, 1 plus 5, 1 plus 6, 1 plus 7, and then notal dam ha-so'er v'niach dam ha-par, he took the blood of the goat from the base which was in the heichal, the golden base, v'niach dam ha-par, and then he placed down the container of the blood of the bull. That would be according to Rabbi Yehuda, that there's only one golden base in the Heichal, but according to the Tanakama, who we saw holds that there are two different bases, so it could be that he would place down the blood of the bull first, and then take the blood of the goat. Be it as it may, once he now has the blood of the goat in his hands, just like he did with the bull, he would do exactly the same thing now with the blood of the goat. V'hizmemenu, he would sprinkle from that blood, ala pareches, on the curtain, shekeneged oren b'chutz, opposite where the oren would be, he would sprinkle on the outside, standing in the heichal, achas l'malav sheva l'mata, one upwards and one downwards. V'lohoyim iskaven l'hazid l'malav l'mata, he would not intend to sprinkle it upwards or downwards, to the top or to the bottom, ela k'matzif, rather like a whip, like he is whipping, so he would do it in an upwards motion and a downwards motion. V'kachay amayne, and this is how he would count the number of sprinkles which he had done. Achas, achas v'achas, achas v'shtayim, achas v'sholish, achas v'arba, achas v'chamish, achas v'sheish, achas v'sheva. So altogether, what has he done? He sprinkled blood four times. First he sprinkled the blood of the bull in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Then he sprinkled the blood of the goat in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And then the blood of the bull in the heichal towards the pareches, towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And then the blood of the goat again in the heichal towards the pareches. And now, Eirod dam hapar, seich dam hasoir, He pours the blood of the bull into the container which contains the blood of the goat. And then he pours from the full container containing both of the bloods, Barikon, into the now empty container. That way the blood would mix together very well, and we'll see in the next Mishnah that this blood which is now mixed together would be sprinkled on the Mizbeach.